I'd like to call to order this regular meeting of the Ambrose Recreation and Park District Board of Directors on this beautiful Thursday, August 14th, 2025.
Director Trillixson?
Here.
Director Garcia?
Here.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Here.
Director Hudson?
Here. Would you please rise and join me for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Do I have a motion?
I move we approve the agenda as presented.
Thank you, Director. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Director.
Director Trillixson?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. Moving on to the consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Do I have any board member that would like to remove a specific item? I would like to pull B and I would like to pull D. Do I have a motion on A and C?
I move we approve the consent calendars A and C.
As is.
As is.
All right.
I'll second that.
Thank you, directors.
Director Trillixson?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. I would have gotten to you about these just, but I didn't have time tonight, so doing it on the days. On warrant 48700.
Okay.
I think that should be my name.
Tell me again the number.
48700.
Oh, Contra Costa County Church.
Because you get direct deposit, it comes directly out of their account, so okay. I have to reimburse them for it.
Oh, okay.
Well, but how come the next one says May and the next one after that one says
Lupe? They
get checks. Oh, you guys still get checks?
Yeah, I
do haven't gusto.
Moved yet.
Oh, my
I
gosh.
I haven't moved yet. I was the one who requested it, but I haven't.
I know.
Moved.
I'm telling you, it's the best thing ever. Okay.
I know.
Okay, and then on warrant, two warrants, 48706 and 48725.
Yes.
Why do we do medical reimbursements for our retired people?
So that was an agreement that was made. I think Doug had the information. So this is what we were doing with the other person that was not retired.
Right.
Yeah, so now that these two are retired, that's when it comes up. So that's when we are able to reimburse them for the medical.
So I'm not understanding, what is it because they're getting Medi-Cal.
Yes, but right. They are still charged. So they send me the invoice that they get that gets pulled from their account, and we just reimburse them for that separate portion.
Okay, all right.
And that's
every month?
That's every month.
I've just missed it. Yeah. How is that possible? But okay, got it.
It's a Medicare.
Medicare.
Yes. Medicare, yeah. Sorry.
Medicare.
Yes. Thank you, yeah.
It should be probably Medicare.
Yeah.
It's Medicare, yeah.
And then the other two have to do with water, 48684, Hickory Meadows, and then 48724, Boger. Those seem super duper high to me.
She's gonna go over it.
So I was gonna talk to you about this, but I didn't have a chance.
Yes,
so.
Yeah, and yeah. I had that in my report. We had a broken valve at Boger.
Okay.
It was definitely not caught.
Okay.
So we have, what was the other part?
The other one was Hickory Meadows.
And Hickory, so we.
Oh, you did it to
yeah,
Hickory
so
too?
That one was fixed. Hickory Meadows, we're still looking, that's with the county.
No, that's Tradewinds.
That's Tradewinds, because we have an issue with Tradewinds.
Yeah.
Boger was at 200, went up to 600, went down to like 400. We've been keeping track of it every month.
Because this was almost $2,000.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so it was a broken yep. line. It was
okay. No,
it wasn't caught.
Okay.
That was in our transition with our maintenance.
Okay.
That was the conversation now that I told you about. We are going to be checking twice a week. Our irrigation, where they were going once a week, sometimes once every 2 weeks.
Okay.
So one of our new understanding with our new person in charge with Pacific Sites is that we want these parks checked twice a week for things like water leaks, for things like trees that may be broken or something that could harm or be dangerous to our community.
Right.
So, and everything to be in compliance, we have them coming twice a week now, and it's made a big difference. Except for one park that we're having a little trouble with, and that's Tradewinds, we got fixed. At Tradewinds, we are looking, it was a very high bill, so we're trying to adjust what the county's portion is and what the district's portion is. So we're in that process right now.
Yeah, I really appreciate that because I think the bulk of the water going towards their little, mm-hmm. you know, we talked about that yeah. before, Jess. All right, I don't have any more questions on warrants. Do we want to make a motion on that one?
I move we adopt B. Consent calendar B.
As is.
As is.
Do you have a second?
I'm.
Thank you, Director. Thank you.
Director Ferguson?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. And then on D, my question was... So I'm looking over Marlene's report, mm-hmm. and I'm noticing the hours that you know, we book things for. And in particular, I was looking at Lynbrook Field, but what I didn't see was Anuda, and I'm wondering why, because there's tons of soccer that
yes.
happens there. Are we not charging for that?
No, we are trying to charge. It's a matter of getting down there and telling people, just like we did at Lynbrook, that it is usually on the weekends for there, and we don't have staff. That's why I'm trying to develop more like a park patrol.
Right.
On weekends that can go down there with permits, but at this time, our weekend people are at the Lion's Den and Bear Cave, or they're here doing a rental. So I don't have that person that can regulate those parks.
So maybe once summer is over, because
hoping,
they
yes.
use those fields
right.
through October.
Yes, and we
okay.
really, you know, keyed on it. We just have a new person that's going down there that we just contacted this week.
Right.
Because we had Fridays open, and now they're there on Fridays, so they're coming down to... do the rental fee with us,
okay.
and we need to next go to Anuda.
Yeah, because that's really well.
Yes.
And
yes.
then the other question I had was on Eric Waller's report, mm-hmm. It was really cool to read about his sports and swim camp. Who actually ran that?
He did. And then
that's
Ashley
awesome.
Law, she's in our concessions.
Right.
And she's working for us for the summer, and she has a master's in sports. Basically, I think sports programming, and she worked with them with assistant, and she went around concessions and went around sports camps, so we kind of did happen.
I love it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for clarifying that, mm-hmm. and I am okay if there is no other questions on that. Do you have a motion?
I do have a question.
Yeah.
Is Sharingi Campo closed for
summer? No, it's open for this 2 weeks.
Okay.
This weekend, this is the last Saturday, and then he's taking 2.5 weeks to go on vacation to, I think, Japan.
Yeah, he goes to his son.
But that's why we adjusted his fees for the month.
Nice.
So he's just doing 2 weeks, and then I think he's coming back, I want to say, after the first week of September, he'll be gone 3 weeks.
Okay.
We're going to do a celebration for him because he's
yes.
got, okay.
Yeah.
He's got, okay.
And I really appreciate...
Yeah.
Madam Chair, I really
yeah.
appreciate the reports. It hasn't been like this for a while,
yes.
so coming back to this is really nice. Thank
yes.
you.
Yeah, I feel really connected.
Mm-hmm.
All right, my ace one director, do I have a motion?
Oh, I move.
I rely on
I
you.
I move we adopt the consent calendar D as is.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All right, thank you, directors.
Director Trevickson?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. Okay.
And if you could please excuse me for one moment,
yeah.
I would like to call our man of the hour.
Man of
the hour.
Yes.
Oh.
My daughter and family are coming down Willow Pass.
Oh, so give it a few more minutes.
Can we change the
yeah.
just the agenda? Do the general manager's report?
I see somebody coming.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think they're...
She's in the hallway waiting for.
Okay, well, we're going to do one more report before. So.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Okay.
All righty. Let me find it now. I got an order here. Good evening, Madam Chair.
Hey,
board
good
members.
Evening.
I hope everyone's
good
having
evening.
A great summer. Just a little update. The center was locked down this morning at 9:30 due to a phone threat to the county office.
Hmm.
The Contra Costa Sheriff did an investigation, and they were down there, and it was reopened at 11 a.m. if you hear anything out there. So, it's all taken care of. We did have an officer here for a while. It was a great routine because we did do a a mock one with the county about 4 months ago on how it handled, and today was very efficient, very clean. Things were locked down quick, and everybody would have been in a very safe environment if there would have been any type of issue.
Nice.
Wonderful. That was great news.
Saturday, yes. August 1st was our hot August nights and swim movie night. Yeah. We had a great turnout with 40 people.
Wow.
Just fantastic. The only thing is we had a very, very windy night.
Yeah.
So we had to hold that screen down in the back so it could blow. Oh, but the movie was great. Everybody loved it. The park looked great. It was a fun, fun event. This Saturday is Supervisor Scales Preston Bay Point Community Resource Fair. We'll be giving away 200 backpacks filled with supplies. We have food. Kids play area in the front, a couple jumpies. We have cotton candy, snow cone machines. There's over 55 community groups involved in it that will be
wow.
here. And raffles, and I think it's a great source for our Bay Point community to know that we're here. It's been a lot of great marketing with the supervisor about this event, so we're very excited.
Very cool.
The Teen Center makeover is complete, and it's getting ready to enhance our tutor program funded by Measure X. This is very exciting for our teens, especially with school starting.
Yes.
So we have laptops and we have an area, and we will be have an after-school program for tutoring in our teen program.
Very cool.
The 10th anniversary of our academy was an amazing, amazing event. It was great to share and reminisce the 20 years or the 10 years that they had at the academy. Randy Ross, our teen supervisor, and Alondra Mercado, our academy coordinator, did a fabulous job celebrating the program and really celebrating the graduation of the class of 2025.
Nice.
That was great. We'll be starting up our youth basketball league, ages 8 to 10 and 11 to 12 years. We're going to be having practices during the week and games on Saturday. It's going to be great to see the hustle bustle here. So that'll be starting in September on our new court.
Wow.
Great.
So cool.
I did see notification today that Monday, August 18th, on the Contra Costa Zoning Agenda, and that our Alliance Community LLC are up for approval and for their property, and they're presenting their plan
for
the property owned by Ambrose Recreation and Park District.
Wow.
This will move us closer.
I know.
For the property to close. This is one of the biggest stages is getting
yes.
through this hump. Hopefully it happens on Monday and there's no, wrenches in the
yeah, let's don't even go
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
We all have altars at home, so
yes.
we're
yeah.
okay.
And so it is planned at this point, according to everybody, December of
2025.
Wow.
And our Ambrose Center Little Library is open for free books. And it's been great to see people come in and share the books, and they're so excited, and the little kids get excited about their book. It's a partnership with the Kiwanis Club. We probably have still in the closet about probably 600 to 800 books, so that we're switching them around and changing it around, so it's fun for everybody. So the word's getting out there that the Ambrose Community Center has a little book library.
Nice.
Who are your partners with? Kiwanis?
Kiwanis.
Of the Delta Kiwanis.
Delta Kiwanis. That's about it right now.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Director Garcia, do you have any questions or comments for
no comments.
Director Lopez Garcia, how about you?
Yes. You know, Laura, you do such a wonderful job. I really have to give you kudos, kudos, kudos. I am so proud to be one of the directors here on board. And since you have taken over, there's new things that are happening and just motioning it and really going on. It's so dynamite, to walk down the street and hear my neighbors. And even when I'm walking my dog or somewhere, they go, "Aren't you?" And I go, "Yeah, I'm moving." But they do, they and I feel very confident with them because they feel confident enough to tell me, what's going on, what they like, what they don't like. And everything is so positive. It's not negative anymore. I don't have to write a list of where and what, and then go check it out.
Yeah.
Because I always go check out whatever they tell me. I go drive to that park and I'll go look and see what I see, and then if it's bad, I'll turn it in. If not, then I just let it go.
Love that park police here.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's like we do our own things, in our own time. But I really want to say you're doing such a wonderful job. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I appreciate transparency. If there's anything that as a concern or that you've heard or anything, please do not hesitate to ever let me know because, you know, like I said, it takes a village.
Dr. Torrickson, do you have any questions or comments?
Thank you for the great report. I was at the Bay Point Youth Academy 10th anniversary and graduation. It was a fabulous event. And actually, the board of directors of the Ambrose were given a plaque of appreciation by the Academy for our support the Academy. So thank you for that.
Oh, okay. It was wonderful.
Are we going to put it in our little?
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice. Okay. Thank you so much, General Manager. Totally appreciate it.
And our manager is on his way.
Okay.
Just trying to be discreet, okay?
Right. Hide the balloons!
He's fine. Oh, she's going to close the door. She can hide.
Hey, Doc, I need you in the. We need you. We got something in the boardroom real quick. I need you in here right away. Bye bye.
Lori. Lori, what's his wife's name?
Lori.
Lori.
Oh, no, Lori.
Lori.
Nice. His his father could hit him. His dad.
What was the question?
Doc's dad, he couldn't make it.
He's in Texas.
I know that. But he's doing okay now. Since the fall.
It's a little hot in here, Jess. Is there any way we could kick it up?
I actually wore a sweater.
Does she want some water or something?
No, it's okay. She's got a problem. It's okay.
She probably wants to get out of that. Could you get her out of there?
Do you want us to turn the lights off? We're down? Can we turn the lights off? Pleasure. Next, we have a presentation. We are recognizing the incomparable, the amazing Doc Smith Jr. for 20 years of service to Ambrose Recreation and Park District. Such an honor. Yeah.
Recreation practice for 20 years. His birthday was July 7, 2005.
Wow.
Yes. Doc has worked with also the Contra Costa County for 30 years.
Oh my
and
God.
And according to his wife, Gloria, Doc takes pride in providing for his family. He has always worked two jobs for the last 10 years.
Yes.
To have this beautiful family.
Aww. Congratulations.
He brings pride for what he does. He brings a lot of love and pride and sharing of his family, which is wonderful. I just want to take this moment to say thank you for the Ambrose Recreation and Park District, to say thank you for every person that's part of this community center that comes in. For the county people, they're very appreciative for everything you do. Mm-hmm. You are truly one of a kind. You are truly an inspiration to everybody that you meet. And we really, really are proud to have had the opportunity to be a part of your life.
Love you, Doc.
All right, Doc.
I would like to give each director a little time to express their gratitude to Eva.
It's always a pleasure to see you. I worked here for many years, and Doc was always available to us. But every time I see you, it's just so happy. Thank you. You're a good You have one fault, Doc. You're a Dallas fan.
Yeah. Oh!
No. No.
Oh.
Oh.
It's okay. That is so precious.
And what about you, Director Lopez Garcia?
You know, Doc, I've known you over the years, many years, I have to say. When I first started here, I didn't know how kind and sweet you were until we started talking. And my husband and I, your dad, is having the same problems. And I would take your advice to my heart. And every time that I was feeling down, I talked to you, and you'd always bring me spirits back up. You always brought me spirits back up when I was saying I can't do it anymore. But I really want to say thank you for being my friend and also doing such a wonderful job and being such a beautiful person inside and out, Doc. You are just a wonderful, beautiful gentleman. And I know you are proud of your family, because I don't know how many conversations we've had about your family and how they are with you and what's going on. But much love and respect for you I have in my heart. God bless you and your family, because I know they're totally blessed with you.
Yeah.
Totally blessed with you.
Thank you. I love that. Dr. Torrickson?
That was really nice.
Yeah.
I can't top that. But,
yeah.
I just know that when Doc is here, I feel safe.
Yeah.
He has this make us feel safe when we're here. So thank you for making us feel safe whenever we're here.
You know, I really love that you said that, because when I was thinking about tonight, one of the first things I thought about is there isn't a lot of things in my life that have remained the same for 20 years. I mean, I've been on this planet for 68, but not a lot of things where I can say I've had the same mechanic for 20 years or the same doctor, you know, and I'm like, wow, this man has been a cherished member of this staff. And like you said, I always, when I come here at night, when I've had to come here at night, I totally feel safe. I love your energy. You're so calm and kind. And you really, we put so much faith and trust in you, and you live up to it totally. You really take care of this building and the people in it, and you're just so beloved. You're just really beloved. I just don't think you really know that, but you really, really are. It kind of chokes me up. So thank you for 20 great years. Really appreciate it. And to his wife, too, because
yes, thank you.
We've had your husband for 20 years at night, and that's a big sacrifice.
Yeah,
so I wanted to say to you, thank you so much for allowing him to be such a big part of our lives.
Yes.
I couldn't stop it.
Yeah, we really love you so much, Doc.
So you got a beautiful family, that's for sure.
Yeah, yes, you do.
It's okay.
You don't have to say anything if you don't want to.
That's surprising, Doc. You always have something to say.
Yeah, look at that.
We want some advice.
Oh, my goodness.
He's ready to
squat. Thank y'all. I'm kind of nervous anyway, really, though. I walked in, I'm like, oh.
What are these people doing?
What did I do? You were looking for something to do, huh?
Yeah. I
don't
know what was this,
though. Yeah. Gloria said, you got to get away because he's too sharp. He's too smart.
Wait,
he
really?
He sees everything. He's busy with Brandy.
Yeah.
We really surprised you then?
Yeah.
Good.
You know, she just said, I need you in. And I'm like, oh. Uh-oh. What's going on in here?
She's calling me right now. It's 7 o'clock. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
A little something for the district.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you all so much.
Thank you, Doc's family. We love you guys so much. Oh, yeah. Can we get a picture?
Yeah, a picture with Doc.
Okay, we'll just stand here.
Yeah.
Oh. Or should we go down?
Good. You want to go down?
Yeah, let's go down.
Yeah. Go down. Me too. Oh, no, you want to go all the way down there.
You can stay right there. We'll be right in front of you. How about that?
Okay.
Doc, can we get one picture with you with the board?
Okay.
Right?
Okay, you
want
to hold your flag?
Where are you? I don't care.
It's okay. Can you see us?
See, yeah. 1, 2, 3. Beautiful.
Okay. Wait.
Good shot.
Are you not getting into the picture as well? Or are you just...
Oh, no, that's all right. I'm fine.
Lori, you should go.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, what about Jessica?
Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
I'm never going to have to go landscape.
Okay.
Thank you.
I think you're part of that crew, sir. If I'm not mistaken, I think you might want to be...
Can you see us still?
No. We can take your camera.
Maybe you should go there.
Let me snap.
Okay,
go ahead.
No.
You go ahead. Because you're shorter. You got it?
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So you avoided the picture.
Good job, Lori.
Lori, thank you.
Thank you, Lori.
Yeah, you go.
Thank you. Go take the camera. Thank you,
Doc. Thank you for coming, you guys.
I'll lock it up. Is Spark Point locked up?
Yeah.
God bless.
Thank you.
I'll lock everything up.
So much love to you.
Okay?
He works so hard.
Thank you.
But he doesn't care if he gets acknowledged.
I know. That's why he's...
You know,
we totally get that.
We know that.
That's him.
I'm so glad I met him.
Comes in, but I was here for 24 years.
Busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's been at the county for 30 and here for 20.
It blows me away.
About the same time I was...
Yeah, that's why I say thank you, because that's a big sacrifice on you.
He used to be really good friends with Paul.
Well, I'm from the South. I just make sure he has dinner, his clothes are washed and ironed. And
I love it.
He comes home, takes a nap, get up.
It goes back to
back.
What do they say? You can't do it without a good supporting crew, right? Bye, Loria. Thank you so much.
Bye. Thank you.
You know, you guys, are we not an awesome district? How many long-term employees we've had? I mean,
yes.
Come on. It's been amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so proud of us.
Okay.
Moving on. There are no legal counsel reports this evening, so we're moving on to public communications. All right. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the Board Chair. Is there any member of the public that would like to make a comment at this time? All right, I'm closing it to the public and bringing it back up to the board. Moving on to board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should first fill out and submit a request to speak form to be recognized by the chair. Please address the board and limit your comments to the specific item being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. Is there any member of the public that would like to make a comment on the monthly maintenance report at this time? All right, I'm closing it to the public, bringing it back up to the board. What say you, General Manager?
Okay, as you see on the report, I do have a few changes on or additions on the monthly maintenance. First of all, at the Ambrose Park, it was vandalized, the new backfill that I said was put in.
Right.
It was vandalized on the weekend. We had to turn the water off on the bathrooms and on the concession stand. So we had it fixed today, because I had to get a part, and then we were supposed to have a cage put around it to protect it from vandalism. So it was fixed, and then we were down there about 3 o'clock, and I just went back down there at 5, and it was vandalized again.
Oh.
So we are going to go ahead. I do have American Plumbing coming in. We are going to go ahead and put the cage on first, then fix the backflow.
What are they trying to get, Lori?
They're doing their laundry.
So they're breaking it so they can get into
the water. And it's all water.
Yeah.
So anyway, we know we have a plan to detour it because the cage is very, very strong. They've tried to break it and they can't. We're putting cement around it, and that will be done first thing tomorrow morning.
Wow.
So I wanted to get that, give you that. Yeah. And then at Lindbrook Park, talk to Pacific Sites. Carmen is very, very in tune of the needs of the park and what was lacking before he came into the picture. So he is bringing an arborist in He is going to look at the trees at Lindbergh Park.
Good.
He's going to look at the trees right now at Boger.
Yeah.
And we are going to look at the trees also at Ambrose Park.
Yeah.
Some of them. To see if just trimming the branches, because our staff can trim branches, or
right.
we can have specific sites, or if these trees are not able to save, and they may cause other trees to get disease.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get a report on that, and then we will talk with Pacific Sites, or we will talk with our maintenance of how we're going to move forward to protect these trees or to take these trees down. I just wanted to add that in there, and that's about it.
Perfect. Director Garcia, do you have any questions or comments for our general manager?
No questions, sorry.
No? Okay. Director Lopez Garcia?
Yeah, I do. Lori, I really want to say thank you for doing this, because I know the other tree that fell, it was a big tree,
mm-hmm.
and the roots and everything came up.
Mm-hmm.
It was really bad, and I know that they cleaned it up as fast as they could, but I would never like that to happen again, because there's so many people, so many families that are out there playing,
mm-hmm.
and I wondered about that several times.
Are you talking about the Lindbergh tree?
Yeah, the Lindbergh, yes.
Yeah, that was
at
a
the
big
Lindbergh
one.
Site. There
yeah.
was a, it was a beautiful arch, but I don't know if it was rotten, or what it was, I never found out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it was dangerous. And after, the kids were playing all over it, and I was like, get down, you know. And then I called, and it was cleaned up in a couple of days, I will have to say that, because the kids were all on it, and I was scared that one of the kids would get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, big old tree, come on, so fun, you get to climb up. You know, they're having a fantastic time with it. But still, you know, you still like, oh my God, you know how dangerous this is?
Yeah.
But it's kids, it will be kids, but thank you so much. I appreciate that so much. Thank you.
Director Torlakson.
I'm just thankful that we're now using an arborist to look at all those trees, because we do have a lot of old trees. I remember my husband telling me that he planted some of the trees at Ambrose Park. So that was a while back, and I think some of them were olive trees. And I don't know if they're still there, but I know that they've been there for a long time. So, yeah, thank you for doing that.
Yeah, I'll jump on that bandwagon. I was talking to our general manager about, you know, we really need to do our due diligence on trying to maintain infrastructure that can't be replaced.
Mm-hmm.
You can't replace trees that are 50, 60 years old. You can go, you know, whatever we have to do to keep them healthy is my motto. So thanks again, appreciate that. Okay, moving on. Okay, next board matters. Consider appointing a new board member to fill a vacancy on the board of directors. All right, General Manager, you wanna open this up?
Recommendation, we had one application, Mr. AJ. Did I say this right, Fardella?
Fardella.
The way the it sets up is if we get more than three, the general manager usually takes it down to those three. But Mr. Fardella was the gentleman that turned in the application in time. You can conduct an interview right now. You do have the questions that he was also given for the job position or the vacancy of board of directors. Then you can make a motion if you do so that you would like to appoint him as a new board member, and then we can actually administer the oath of office and he can take his dais in the position of board of director. So now, board, it's up to you to move forward for his questioning.
Mr. Fardella, would you like to join us up here at the podium? Welcome tonight.
Thank you very much.
So why don't we just go on down the line? Starting with you.
Okay.
Ms. Teal.
What are your special interests and accomplishments?
I don't know. I was talking to my wife about it the other day. I've had an eclectic career in between rock and roll and doing engineering stuff and Wi-Fi, but one of the projects I did for 6 years was Challenger Little League. And we had a sister city relationship with these baseball teams in Guaymas. And we had gone down to Guaymas and played baseball with them. And Guaymas is a fascinating town, because when there was some kind of naval blockade, the admiral who was in charge came to the mayor of Guaymas and said, my sailors are going crazy, we got nothing to do, I want to send sailors over here and we'll play baseball.
Mm-hmm.
So Guaymas is very centered on baseball. It's crazy. You see people walking down the street with their uniforms on. Anyway, so they wanted to come to the United States and play us. So we made big plans. I had, you know, all kinds of people coming and stuff like that. And apparently the superintendent of schools down there in Guaymas did not do any of the paperwork to get them across the border.
Oh dear.
So I've got 27 disabled kids at the border at Nohales. And of course they're not letting them in. Some of them had never even had a passport in their life. So I have a friend at the State Department that I met when I was working with the Secret Service, and I called him up and I said, what do I do here? He goes, they're at the border. If you would have called me 3 weeks ago, I could have straightened this out for you. But now the only one that has authority to let them in is the person who's in charge of that portal at Nohales. So I started putting the pressure on him, writing him letters. I don't think I got Tom involved, but I got George Miller involved, and you know, the mayor of Pittsburgh. Anyway, and this is pretty close after 9/11, so you know. Right. Anyway, they let 27 and like 10 caregivers into the United States to play baseball with us on a provisional visa, which is normally limited to people who are coming to go to a funeral or somebody's sick in their family or something like that. So anyway, it's a good story, and it's one of the things I'm the most proud of.
Wow, that's very cool.
That's nice.
All right, Director Torlakson.
Oh, what will you bring to the board?
My lunch.
We meet at dinner time, though.
Right.
Yeah. I have a lot of eclectic experience. I spent a lot of time on the Planning Commission with Pittsburgh, 9 years. Uh-huh. I was the chairman about half of that, even though we're supposed to rotate whoever's turn it was. You just do it. And I think that helps a lot. I also spent 7 years on the Measure C Oversight Committee, so I'm familiar with all the rigmarole that you guys go through.
Okay.
What is your vision for the... Am I on the right one?
Yeah.
Yes.
Please.
For the Avros Recreation and Park in the next 5 years?
You know, this has happened so fast, I really don't have a good answer for that. But off the top of my head, I think things, last time I was here, wasn't nearly as well run. You didn't have a person like this working for the district that seems to have things under control. So I would just build on what you guys, the direction that this board seems to be going and this park district seems to be going now.
That's nice. Why do you want to serve on this board?
My wife wants me out of the house.
Hey, legitimate reason.
No, that's not.
No.
Oh my goodness. I have several questions.
I'm curious. Why do you want to serve on the board? Because, I mean, you could do anything with your time, I assume. Are you retired?
Sort of.
Yeah.
Not really. But I'm collecting my Social Security.
Yeah.
I've been involved in the community in a lot of different ways, and I've always loved Ambrose Park. I was involved in getting Ambrose annexed into the city of Pittsburgh when we needed the money, and it helped out a lot.
Right.
And so I have a history of helping the board, and it just, when May let me know that it was available, it just seems like, yeah, that's something I want to do. And I've been out of the mix for many years and sort of want to get back into it.
Yeah, this is a great way to do it. I totally hear that. What were you going to say, Director?
This has nothing to do with the board, but it's a great story. Years ago, I was flipping the channels on TV, and then I saw a TV show about a young girl that played the cello, something like that. I don't remember what she played. She lived in New York, so I got into just looking at it, and I said, you know, and then she started to explain the trouble she was having with the so-called manager who she had hired, who lived abroad in Asia somewhere. So she was being tormented by these people. They were terrorizing her family, her boyfriend, everybody. And then, poor thing, I was looking. And the next thing I see, well, they tell her, she goes to the CIA, she goes to the police department, nobody could do anything. And then some person comes and says, you need to reach out to this man in California. And then, he appeared. And I'm like,
I know him.
But and then I, maybe a couple of months later, there was a something in the newspaper. Yes. I guess a lot of people had saw you.
Well, it was the first conviction of an international cyber stalker in history. I think there's only been one or two others since then. But it's actually a local story. There's a lot to it that wasn't in the TV show, but. Yeah, they made a couple specials about it because it was a fascinating case. But the person who came and asked me to work on it was Jimmy Coniglio. I don't know if you know the Coniglio family of Pittsburgh, but they're very large Sicilian family, and our families are close. And he told me about it, and he asked me if I would help her out. And I looked into it, and I just knew how much work it was going to be, and I would have to burn up a lot of favors with a lot of, you know, stuff that I've earned. So I asked him, Jimmy, do you love her? And that really, if he would have said no, I was going to pass.
Right.
But he said, yeah, I really do love this girl. So make a long story short, it took me a couple years. But finally, you know, when you have something like this, especially the guy was in Singapore, they have no extradition. It's just like China. It could be murder. They don't care. So there's only two ways. I went to my friend at the Secret Service and said, how do I nail this cat? He said, well, there's only two ways if he's from Singapore. Is A, you lure him out of the country into Hong Kong, where we have mutual law assurance treaties, and then we can arrest him there. He said, or, and this is the harder road to travel, you get them to arrest him. You get Singapore to arrest him. So it's the old, you know, save face type of thing.
Right.
So I sent him all the evidence, was communicating with him for years, but I had this one thing that he had mailed her, actually. And my friend with the FBI, Gordon Jenkins, since retired, really great guy, he said, well, let me send it to Quantico. We'll get DNA, we'll fingerprint it. I said, okay. Well, they found his fingerprints. He had been to the United States, so we had his fingerprints and we had his DNA. And they looked under the stamp, got his DNA, identified him. And then I sent the package from Quantico to Singapore, and 3 days after they received it, they arrested him. But yeah, that's, like I said,
well,
I've been an eclectic career.
This dates that story because that was back during lick stamps.
Yeah.
When's the last time you licked a stamp?
I
was going to say, I don't remember, but yeah,
yeah.
Okay. We know that was well back.
Her name was Leandra Ram, and Jimmy and her got married.
Yeah.
And they live here in Pittsburgh. She sings for the opera in San Francisco, and she's a member of the San Francisco Symphony Chorus. Very talented gal. And she's given him five kids already.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
Wow. It's almost a baseball team.
It is a basketball team.
Yeah, that's right. It's a basketball team. Okay.
I also comment?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not everyone knew this. I think Eva does, that actually AJ ran for office for Ambrose about the same time I did.
Yeah.
But he was unsuccessful. And I was like, man, we missed a good one. And then he went to the planning commission and we lost him.
Yeah, right.
He was there for a long, long time. But as he said, he still helped Ambrose. All the work that we were doing with Ambrose Park, AJ helped us with that.
Nice.
With the planning commission.
Right.
All those, you got to stamp this first before this goes to the city council. The planning commission sees everything first before it goes to the city council.
Right.
So we owe a lot to AJ. But aside from that, AJ's my neighbor.
Nice.
He's from Oak Hills, and so I would love to have someone else from that area.
Yeah.
Because that's a big, big group of people that doesn't know that they're part of Ambrose Park.
Yeah.
And AJ and I can help spread the word.
Yep.
Yes. I love it.
That's why I invited him to apply.
I love that. Does anyone have any more questions?
I've met AJ in different sources with Eva.
Yeah.
And I think he's a great candidate for our, our district here. And I really would take it as an honor to vote him in if it's possible. But
do we have a second on that?
I move. I second.
Okay. So are we all in agreement? Do we need to take a formal vote?
Yes, you need to take a formal
vote. Okay. So we have a first and we have a second. Jess?
Yep. Director Trellickson?
Aye.
Director Lopez-Garcia?
Oh, aye. Sorry. I thought
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Well, congratulations, AJ.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's right.
Really, really happy for you.
Thank
Welcome
you.
Welcome aboard.
Welcome.
I'll be right back.
Yeah. Okay, you need to take your oath.
Yeah.
Yes.
I do?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I still gotta get my stuff.
Okay, sir, will you please raise your right hand and repeat after me.
I
state your name.
A.J. Fardella.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
That I take this obligation freely, without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
That I take this oath freely,
without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
Or purpose of evasion.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I am about to enter.
That I will well and faithfully execute the duties of the office I am about to enter.
Congratulations, sir.
Yay!
Yay! Can you shake one more time? I'm so sorry.
Yes. Oh, you want us to do the shake?
Yeah, the shake.
All right.
Awesome.
Well, thank you very much.
Do I need him to sign this one?
No, this
awesome.
One here. Oh, yeah, that one. Yeah.
You get to sit down, sir.
Join the dais
and get to the next meeting.
Stop it.
You're what?
I have a really bad hip problem.
Oh.
Okay. So
it's okay.
Many of us on this board.
Here.
The people with the hip problems are on this side. Of the
closest.
Okay. Yay. So
thank you, sir.
Okay.
And then they'll send you an official one from the county, right?
Okay.
Right, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, and then I'll sign this for you, Josh.
I'll sworn
again. Well, I'm glad to have you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you all very much.
You.
Do
welcome.
The best I can.
Welcome.
Can you pass that down, please? Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, I'm so excited to have this new member, new blood, new energy. This is awesome. Okay, there are no public hearings this evening. There are no closed session. We're moving on to committee reports, board comments, and items for next month of agenda. Each board member is given the opportunity to report on committee assignments or make individual comments within the jurisdiction of the board of directors. Mr. Fardella, do you have anything?
I'm just very, very happy to be serving the public again, and I really like everybody on the board, so I'm very excited to be joining y'all.
Awesome. Director Garcia, what say you?
No, to our board, and
yeah.
I know you're going to do great for
Thank
us.
You.
Yeah. Director Lopez Garcia?
I'm really pleased. I have a board again.
Yes.
That is so dynamite.
Yeah.
I really have to say, AJ, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, because we were just so in tune with each other and so working well. One was suggesting we look into it and just, you know, do what was right. Of course, we have two ladies here that definitely take
track.
Care of us.
Yes.
Keep us in order and let us know what's going on. And I really have to give them kudos, but you'll understand why we honor these ladies so
yeah.
much, because they
I
definitely...
I can tell the difference
yeah.
right off the bat.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just definitely honor these two ladies.
Yeah.
They just really take care of us.
Yeah.
That's
you know,
awesome.
We try to take care of them and our community.
Okay.
And I'm very, very happy. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, Director Torrickson.
Well, this morning I was looking at my Facebook and I see a posting from AJ. He was just at urgent care and
oh.
it had this screw on his middle finger, and he told
yeah.
the story about how he did it, and I'm like, the first thing I do is like, I called him like, AJ, are you okay? Are you coming tonight? So I'm like, oh, he can't even write, he can't answer the phone, so I was worried, and then I get this message saying, I'll be there. Look at his.
That's not good at all.
Yeah. So I was really worried. And I'm glad you made it through.
I was like,
I was the celebrity of the emergency room because you don't see that every day, right? Yeah. People were coming. Is it okay if I take a picture? Oh, yeah, sure.
Here's my finger. Yeah.
So, that was not a drill.
So one thing happened good today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And for us,
much.
Especially, that you're here with us.
Yeah,
so I'm excited for all of us having you here.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Yeah, I feel really blessed to have you on this board. And just like Director Lopez Garcia said, we really got into a stride, this board. And we all come at this from different angles. You know, we all live in different neighborhoods. You know, our constituents look different. And so it really makes this a robust board. And so when we lost our prior director, there was a lot of sadness because that was a big shoes to fill. I mean, but I have no doubts you'll rise to the occasion. I'm so excited. The other thing that I wanted to, at last month's meeting, Director Torlakson, I believe it was Director Torlakson, mentioned that at some point in time, I don't know how we'd organize this, but we'd like to go through the personnel manual. And because we have a new director on the board, he's going to need a copy of that, Jess. So I was wondering, could you print a brand new copy for all of us? Because I know we've had lots of different. And that way, in our own free time, you guys, we can be looking over it. And at some point in the future, I'll get together with our general manager and figure out a time we can get together and go over that manual if we have any questions or concerns or things that we don't understand. Does that make sense? Everybody?
Yes.
So everybody's in agreement with getting a copy?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, perfect. And that's all I have. I'm just so excited. So we will close tonight until our September meeting, as long as I have a motion.
I move we adjourn to the September meeting.
And do I have a second?
Awesome. Go ahead.
I second.
Yes, I love it. I've got it. And all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Yes.
Yes.
Your first motion. Woohoo!